七地道。
Listening to The Drew Marshall Show, 10 long years of celebrities and the rest of us living messy lives with, hopefully, a real God in the middle of it all.
Secret heart, what are you made of? What are you so afraid of? Could it be three simple words? Oh, the fear of being overheard. What's wrong? Letter in on your secret heart. Secret heart. Why so much?
I should have started this introduction a while ago, but it's so hard to stop. One of Lila Bialy's song. Folks, Lila Bialy has toured with Suzanne Vega, Chris Botti, Paula Cole, supported the inimitable Sting. That's right, that's how you have to say his name, the inimitable Sting. She takes the best of pop, rock, and soul and informs it with her knowledge of jazz and weaves it into her musical arrangements. Man, that's a cool little sentence. Lila's music has been presented at prestigious venues spanning four continents, including the North Sea Jazz Festival, Tokyo's Cotton Club, Peru's, looks like El Festival, Internacional de Lima. Did I do that well?
Nice.
And Carnegie Hall in New York City. I know that one. Her latest recording, studio recording, Tracing Light, received a Juno nomination for 2011 Best Vocal Jazz Album of the Year. And her most recent release, we're hearing a little bit from here, Live in Concert, recorded live in February 2012 in front of a gracious audience at the Glenn Gould Studio in Toronto. And boy, this thing captures the spirit of live performance, so essential to jazz these days. Live in Concert was in rotation at 73 radio stations in North America. Lila Bialy is also a member of the all-female New York-based neoclassical crossover quartet. This is like the paragraph of adjectives. Rose and the Nightingale, whose members tour with Grammy Award winner Esperanza Spalding. Her accolades include SOCAN Composer of the Year and Keyboardist of the Year at Canada's National Jazz Award. She currently splits time between New York City and Toronto. But here's the big thing, folks. Wait for it. Lila is now on tour and hitting venues in New York, Quebec City, Ottawa, Markham, and Hamilton this February and March. For tickets, you want to go to lilabialy.com. If you have no idea how to spell her name, go to my website, because you'll find all things Lila there. Would you stop laughing, please? I'm not done. Ladies and gentlemen, Lila Bialy. Hello, darling.
How are you? What an introduction. Oh, my goodness.
So you're kind of a big deal is what I'm getting here with all this stuff.
Oh, well, here in my living room in Brooklyn, I'm a very big deal. I'm a very big deal.
Lila, I miss you. Why can't we hang out more? Because you're down there now?
I know. Well, I haven't actually figured out where you live. Where are you? I know your studio very well.
That's where I live.
But you and your fam are... Okay, you live in your studio. I understand. Yep. Okay. I know where to find you then.
Yep.
Next time I'm in town, we have to go out. Drink, dinner, wine, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So, listen, I have so many questions, so little time. First of all, let's talk about baby stuff. Let's talk about children. Let's talk about Wee One. Tell me about Wee One.
Wee One, a.k.a. Joshua Joseph Bialy Whitman, is now a strapping two-year-old.
No way.
Yeah.
It just seems like yesterday when you announced you were pregnant on my show.
I know how time flies, as they say, Drew. it's been a ride. I mean, probably when we last saw one another, I was, you know, I still arrogant enough to think that I could tour the world with a baby strapped to my hip. And after a few months of doing life that way, I said to myself, oh, okay, we're based most of the time here in Brooklyn. New York City is a tough place for freelance musicians, never mind two freelance musicians with a child. And so I decided that I would continued to obviously pursue performing, et cetera, but I also got hired as the musical director of Tim Keller's church in Manhattan.
And for those of you who don't know Tim Keller, that is Helen's brother, and boy, does he do a good job down there in New York.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Whose brother? Okay, wait, what happened?
I just said he was the brother of Helen Keller. Come on. Stay with the program.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so everybody's good. Baby's good. You know, we had a snow day here in Brooklyn and hit the slopes, Park Slope, Prospect Park. So we're good. We're warmed up, and we're actually playing tonight. So my little guy is sleeping, and here I am with you.
Oh, man. Listen, I know how special it is. Oh, precious. That's the word you have to use in Christian media, precious. How precious time is for you. So thank you for joining us. I want to let everyone know right off the bat about these upcoming shows here in Ontario. March 16th,
yeah.
March 16th, you're going to be in Ottawa at the National Arts Centre. March 21st. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in Markham at the Markham Theater. And, of course, this is your debut in Markham?
That is correct. Yeah, I did a little teaser show. And actually, you know what? I think maybe we inadvertently lied. I played Jazz Festival there 1 year. Uh-huh. But this is the first time I've played a major theater with, you know, an incredible grand piano and... Nice. And everything that one could want.
Nice. So in Southern Ontario, March 21st, Markham, that'll take care of the EastEnders and maybe some of the Northerners. And then March 22nd, the WestEnders and some of the Southerners. Hamilton at the studio at Hamilton Place. Nice.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And actually, if I could do a little plug, we are both concert venues, Markham and Hamilton, are running a promotion right now where... If you go and hop on to buy tickets on their website and enter the promotional code STILLTHEONE, which is one of my songs, then people get $5 off tickets in Hamilton and 25% off in Markham.
Fantastic.
So a little Valentine's treat for everybody.
Oh, I'm loving it. Loving it. By the way, Karen Hilmer Peterson just commented on our Facebook page saying that she loves you.
I love her too, and Mark. They're so wonderful.
They are good peeps.
Tell her hello.
I think we just did.
Yeah.
So here's a quote I want to read.
Yes.
It is the ultimate task given to the musician, whether as singer or instrumentalist, to create a unique signature or fingerprint that is instantly recognizable as their own. What is surprising and delightful in Lila Bialy is that both as vocalist and pianist, she accomplishes this with equal aplomb. Aplomb. We're going to come back to that in a second. She is an exciting and unique talent, and I admire her greatly. Love, Sting.
Yeah, right, without the love. Although he does say that in his emails occasionally.
Okay, so can we just go back to the word aplomb?
A-P-L-O-M-B.
Number one, what the heck does that mean? And number two, who uses that word?
Sting, a very educated British person.
I read his biography, and I think he just right-clicks on words, goes to thesaurus, and finds the more complicated word.
So really, he's just technologically adept. He knows how to use the thesaurus and dictionary application.
Yeah, because, from one autodidactic iconoclast to another... I get him.
Go, Drew. No, he's amazing.
So
he's amazing.
You are you're playing with Larnell Lewis on drums and George Kohler, a stand-up bass. I'm just wondering, those wouldn't happen to be... Have those guys played with Mike Janzen at all?
Yes, they have, and they do play with Mike.
Those guys are freak shows. So let me just say this, people. If you don't know Lila Bialy, or you don't care about her, or you think she sucks, whatever, then just go for Larnell Lewis and George Kohler, because those two guys are freaks. They're anomalies, is what they are.
Yeah. No, I know. Each in his own right. Larnell, it's so funny because, you know, I don't want to diminish what I do. I'm so thrilled that people come and they support us and they tell us that they love the show. That's fantastic. But I will tell you that from my perspective on stage, sometimes I'm off, you know, to the side on the piano, and I love to feature George and Larnell, not because I'm a generous person, but because they're so good that I would be a fool not to. So much of the time I'm singing away and then I'm looking out to the audience trying to connect in between vocal moments, and all eyes are on Larnell or all eyes are on George, because what they do is so incredible, but also so very compelling that, you know, it's there's superstars in their own right, those two.
Yeah, well, not to keep talking about Mike Jansen, but the last time I saw those two guys play, I think it was these two guys. Tim, you were there that night as well. I think it was these same two guys
at
the Glenn Gould Theater with Mike Jansen. Mike was doing that song with the oven mitts on his hands, which is quite hilarious in and of itself.
Oh, my gosh, but, that is hysterical.
Yeah, but I lost focus totally because of these two guys again. Larnell and George were kicking it in front of me, and my butt was doing some kind of funky dance moves sitting in the chair. It was crazy.
That's the effect they have on people. I know. No, and just to be clear, I'm a huge fan of Mike Jansen, so we can actually make this interview about him if you'd like.
Okay.
I have much to say.
Yeah, yeah. You guys both actually suck at self-promotion. Can I say that? You're so Canadian and so talented. Oh my goodness. So listen, I actually want to just get your opinion on something, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Being the worship, you know, person that you are, do you not lead worship music at the Helen Keller's Church? Is that right?
Helen Keller's Church. At Tim Keller's Church, yes, I lead worship at Tim Keller's Church.
Can I ask you how many Hillsongs you would do in a month?
Oh, it's so funny. You know what? Right now, zero. And it's not. Listen, I'm a huge.
Sorry.
Are you clapping? What's
yep.
going on?
We're clapping.
Okay. So just so you know, I love Brooke Fraser's writing, and some good friends of mine attend Hillsong's church in New York, their New York satellite or whatever you want to call it, and I've heard amazing things, but, you know, they have a distinctive sound. They're doing what they're doing here in the city, and so rather than try and just copy them, you know, we're obviously wanting to create a distinctive sound at Redeemer, and, you know, of course, there are a couple songs of theirs that we might at some point try out and see how it goes with the congregation, we're just wanting to do our own thing, I suppose.
Okay, good. Let me ask you another strange question.
Yeah.
If you could choose, you have to choose one of these people to be stranded on an island with for a month.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Joni Mitchell, Ron Sexsmith.
Oh.
Leonard Cohen.
Oh. Well.
Wait. Or Bruce Coburn? Or Cole Porter?
Oh, that's interesting.
Interestingly enough, these are songs. You've done songs by these guys. You've covered their songs. Yeah.
Well,
which album is that on? By the way, are all those songs on like one album, or are they?
Yeah, they're all live in concert.
Yeah,
I cover songs by each of those people.
Yeah, sorry, what's that? What's that called again? What's the CD called?
Live in concert.
Right, and that's by Lila Bialy.
Is that
for sale now?
It is indeed true.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, but before I answer your question, I want to tell you something else that we're doing just for people who are thinking about coming to these shows. That's exciting and totally different and brand new.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, we're inviting fans and ticket buyers, who presumably are fans, to have an event on Facebook that you can find through my Facebook artist page.
Request-O-Matic.
Request-O-Matic. And so basically, it's funny because people assume, well, that means I can request songs of hers that I know and like. That is true, but people can also request songs that they like and would want to hear us arrange and perform for the first time. So I'm completely open to they can ask for Justin Bieber.
No.
They can ask for whoever they want, and I will find a way to work that song or an excerpt of the song into the show, whatever show they're attending. So that's brand new, and I think we're going to make it a bit of a tradition.
So Axl Rose?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't have to sing everything. That's the thing. I can decide if I want to do something as an instrumental or as a.
I've shared this story many times with people because I talk about. As a matter of fact, when I was down playing with some heavyweights down in L.A., I played your CD to them, and they love. I did the same. I did two CDs. I played of people that I really love. Yours and what's that guy's name again? Mike Jansen, that's right. And I played both of them, and because I was trying to say, hey, we're Canadian and we're cool, right? And they now believe that we're all cool like you. So, but I tell the story about how you were this killer, piano player, and just that was whoa. You were just the top of the thing and the whole. But weren't singing that much.
Right.
Until finally, some people in like your home group said, dude. You need to sing. Is this right?
Yeah, that is true. It's funny. It was right around the time I got asked to open for Chris Botti on a Canadian tour that he was doing. And I was like, okay, do I sing or don't I sing? And I felt, pushed and prodded to get out there as a vocalist as well as a singer. And then that was how I ended up being asked to sing with his group. He heard me open for him. So that was sort of the beginning of the beginning.
Man. Well, look, I think I've raved about you enough. I care deeply. I'm a huge fan. And I want people to support you any way they can. Go to these concerts. March 16th, Ottawa at the National Arts Centre. March 21st, Markham at the Markham Theatre. Or March 22nd, Hamilton at the studio at Hamilton Place. And follow her on Facebook. Get into that Request-O-Matic on Facebook. You can find out about Request-O-Matic on her what's it called? Website. That's the big word. Website with information there. And I want them to buy your CD. We're playing another track from that right now. And I want them to buy your keychains, your coffee mugs.
Oh, we're coming up with merchandise.
Beautiful.
We're coming up with merchandise.
Beautiful.
And by the way, Drew,
yes.
It would be Joni.
What? Oh, yes, we never got to that. Oh, stink. Sorry. It would be Joni. Is that because she's Canadian?
Oh,
all of those were Canadian except one.
They're all Canadian, except for Cole Porter. Now,
I'm
just totally fascinated with her, I don't know. I just would want to sit at her feet and hear stories from the road, and she's just such a formidable mind. I mean, they all are. They all are, but Joni in particular is someone I've really wanted to meet.
Well, listen, I'll tell Bruce Coburn that you rejected him, okay?
Okay.
Great to chat with you, Lila Bialy.
You too. Thanks so much, Drew.
All right, take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Lila Bialy on the Drew Marshall Show. Have a wee listen. We'll be right back.
Running down dogma with his karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show.
Years ago, after 5 years of pastoring in Australia, Drew Marshall moved back to Canada and, with absolutely zero broadcasting experience, walked into the studios of Joy 1250 and pitched the idea of hosting a talk show that was different. Canada's most listened-to spiritual talk show is now listened to by over 100,000 people around southern Ontario and thousands more by Canadians coast to coast. On September 15th, 2012, the Drew Marshall Show will start season 10. And as a thank you for putting up with Drew for 10 years, we've decided to cut all advertising costs by 10%. Doesn't matter which plan you're interested in. 1250 specials, 10% off. One-day advertising package, 10% off. Our summer holiday special, 10% off. Or even our 15-week advertising package is now 10% off. To sign up for one of our 10-year anniversary advertising specials, contact us today at drewmarshall.ca.